Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It was still September. Find you with the working girls.
Welcome back, DJSP. It's just past 3 p.m. Go to Sleep says, I'm so glad you guys do these live streams. I know it isn't easy and it's a little annoying, but it helps my day go by fast. Then I listen to the podcast later. Cool.
That's really cool.
Corey Hall says, good tune today. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate that. Speaking of tunes, what would you say, Rach? I probably have 100 songs I pick from.
Yeah.
And then just keep them going.
Mm-hmm.
I need to expand that.
Got some suggestions for you.
Dude, anytime.
We should make each other mixtapes.
You don't want them.
Take a day. Take a Wheeler day. And you do all the bumper music.
And you don't want that.
I want that.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I want that smoke.
Oh, boy.
He knows what kind of bumper music you would play because he listens to Rush Hour. Kevin picks out all the music on Rush Hour, and he takes it very seriously.
And I'm not like an 80-year-old Christian grandma. Like, I'm okay
it's
with metal.
It's not so much about you as it is everybody else.
Like the audience?
The bosses, the audience. Like,
they're cool.
Oh, we don't want that.
Our audience, with a couple of notable exceptions, are cool.
Yeah.
What if secretly all the music that he listens to in his car is like Sugar,
I'm all out of love.
be the greatest con ever, wouldn't it?
It would. I would
can't
love
let
it.
Them know I love the Archies.
He gets in the crate. Do you like piña colada?
Oh, man. Do not say that word.
If we're going to torture you,
yeah.
What artist would we pick?
You just did it.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
That's not Barry Manilow, but
oh,
I get
wait,
it.
No, he didn't?
No. Pina Colada? No.
Who's that?
Rupert Holmes.
Stephen Bishop? Oh,
Rupert whatever.
Holmes.
Yeah, whatever.
Which
yeah.
I don't know who that is. I just yeah. happen to remember.
He's the guy that sang Pina Colada.
I just happen to remember that.
It would be Barry Manilow. If you want to, you want me to like ball up and cry, that would be it.
Luke says, the band Wilderado. You know those guys?
Nope.
Okay. Even Wheeler doesn't know
I'll
them.
Google them.
I want to try something here, and it's probably going to go really bad. Okay? DGS is about experimental radio. So I saw a thing online that said, if someone asked you how you are and you were honest, what would you say? So I'll go first. And no one else has to go. But I do these things, one, because I need to get them out of my head, and two, because if it helps one person feel more normal, it's worth it. Here's, if someone said, how are you? And I had to be honest, here's what I would say. I would say that at 61 years old, after 25 years of therapy, various prescription medications, years of self-medicating, trying meditation, trying exercise, trying this, trying that, The analogy for my life is a Christmas tree. If you saw my Christmas tree life in the dark with all the lights on, you'd be like, holy crap. That's an amazing Christmas tree. Look at the lights. It's got to be 8 feet tall. Is that star really made of gold on the top? But if you turned the lights on bright and you checked out the tree itself, there's a lot of dead branches. And the big thing I have learned through all of my therapy for people like me, and we all have a different recipe of pathology, but for me, I finally figured out that what I've got, I've got. And it doesn't matter who you're married to. It doesn't matter who your kids are. It doesn't matter who your coworkers are. It doesn't matter what your job is. Those things matter. They are the how twinkly are the lights on your tree. But the tree itself is kind of is what it is, at least for people like me that have these various things. And that is very helpful to finally realize that and quit trying to change the lights on my tree. But it's also a lot depressing to think I'm probably going to die like this. Like, this is just kind of me. I'm always going to be somewhere between low key and middle key, sad, scared, and anxious. That would be my honest, honest answer if someone said, hey, Dave, how are you? I'm about like this. Anyone else want to go?
I don't mind, but you guys are gonna hate me.
We already hate you.
You already get mad every time because my answer would be.
We've encountered this subject already like four times today. Just go for it.
But here's the thing. I have a different past than you.
Yeah.
I have different genetics than you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear this as a badge of honor. I only open myself up like this because there are other people like me, like Mark Reardon down in 97.1. We talk weekly about our various anxieties. He just went through a hard time. You just don't have that.
I don't.
Not your fault.
You have bad things, but it's not there. Like, there's no extra, I guess, would be the point, right? My sister-in-law died not long ago. You know, that was really upsetting. It's sad. It's a big loss. But I don't have the other things on top of that. I don't have the day-to-day anxiousness about something or the fear of some other thing. So the things that are there, like externally, that you don't control, those are still there. That doesn't go away. But there's no extra on top. There's no whipped cream on top of that sundae. It's
just
what it is.
Your tree is solid.
I guess. I don't know if that's the right analogy, but like the point is that I see this as I'm lucky enough to not have that. Because most people I know have something. Something. Anxiety, some mild
addiction.
Depression, an addiction. You know, maybe sometimes even the opposite. You can't sit still, always doing stuff. So, you know, every person's got like a little bit different thing. I think my thing that I think is lucky, and maybe other people think it's unlucky. I don't know. But I think it's lucky that I don't add on to the already difficult things. I mean, there's nothing extra added.
And you seem like someone who makes good decisions. That's not always been the case with me.
I wouldn't put it this way. Of all the biggest decisions I've had to make, I don't think there's one like, boy, I definitely did that wrong.
Wow. I'm not making fun of you.
No, I mean, but there's not that many either, right? Like, what do you think of the big ones? Like, what are the biggest decisions you know, what I'm talking about, like, okay, where I went to college turned out pretty great, right? I met my wife. I had a great time, you know, playing baseball in college. I learned a lot. I had a great broadcast. Like, I wouldn't redo that. Even if you said, well, what if you could have played baseball, you know, more at another school? All right, but does it turn out any better? I don't know. I wouldn't change it. You know, proposing to my wife, I wouldn't change a thing about any of it.
Proposing to your wife? Wow.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah,
that wouldn't change things, huh?
Yeah, that'd be
weird.
We've
known
each
other a lot better.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to share anything? And you don't have to. I sprung this on you.
I don't really know what to share.
That's okay. You don't have to.
You know what I mean?
You don't have to. Dave Hines says, it's none of my business, but I would guess Wheeler didn't have any major traumatic events during childhood.
No, it's a correct guess.
Or it was nothing but traumatic events.
No, I mean, honestly, God.
Just one crisis after another.
Honestly, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I probably was, I don't know if it was intentional, but more like just happenstance. Like, I didn't have any terrible things when I was a kid. I think that's it. I really think that's a good I mean, everybody has bad things. There's always something, but I didn't have anything that was over the top. I didn't have anything that still sticks with me. There's nothing that I look back on when I was a kid. I'm like, man, I was that was bad that I was in that situation. My parents did a good job of not having me in that kind of situation.
Go to Sleep says, I wonder if Dave feels that way even when things are actually really bad, meaning maybe your life is pretty good, and because of that, your mind reaches for things. Maybe under pressure, the anxiety goes away. 100%.
Yeah.
I feel that way 100%. About myself. I have that tendency when things are fine to start like really seeking out problems.
Yeah.
And like, you know, not necessarily making up things to worry about, but worrying about things that I definitely don't need to, things that I pretty much know are going to be fine.
Yeah.
Because like it's for some reason it's hard to just go like, I don't know, everything's pretty good.
Yeah.
Things are going well. And that's something that I'm very jealous. So, you know, since we're talking about Kevin and analyzing Kevin, that's something that I'm a little jealous of Kevin about, because he seems very able to go like, yeah, I don't know, things are fine. Mm-hmm. Nothing to worry about.
I mean, mostly, unless they're not, right? I mean, in the moment, sometimes they're not.
Well, no, sometimes there are legit things to worry about. Right. But, you know, most of the time, it's hard for, I think, maybe the rest of us to go like, yeah, things are going just fine. I can relax a little bit. I can lean back a tad and go like, all right.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good way to put it, is I'm not waiting for the next punch.
So
yeah.
If we were aircraft carriers and we had our radar going, it's very rare that a bogey comes in. But when a bogey comes in, you would go, bogey at 2:00, and you deal with it.
Yep.
I probably have no more bogeys than you, maybe even less. But there's never a minute, unless I'm high, just being honest, that I am not searching for bogeys.
I gotcha.
Looking for submarines, looking for UFOs, look at anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because my childhood taught me nothing's ever right, and a whipping or a yelling or an ignoring, it just comes out of nowhere multiple times a day.
Gotcha.
And so people with my background, and I don't speak for everyone, have the radar going. It's like a fan. It is spinning so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't gone away in 61 years. And so I have to make friends with it in some way, which I've gotten better at.
Yeah.
But for all the people out there that have that, I feel you.
And it's not abnormal.
No, it's much more common than people think.
100%.
Yeah. Especially, and generationally. Like, my mom and dad, Jack and Francis, I love them. I hope they're happy in the afterlife. I hope I get to see them again. It was so meaningful to me hours before my mom died, when everyone left the room, and I said, I'm going to forgive you for everything you ever did to me, and I need you to forgive me if I ever did anything to you. And she sat up out of bed, and she kissed my hand 3 times.
Perfect.
That was the last thing that happened.
Yep.
That was healing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, talking to the medium the other day was healing. Whether it's real or made up, I don't know. But it was healing for me. Any thoughts, Rach? And again, you don't have to share anything.
I hear everything everybody's saying. I think it's just so important to keep in mind that everybody's journey is different, and people are always dealing with something that you know nothing about.
That's right.
You know? That's why it is
behind
so
closed
important
doors.
To like give people the benefit of the doubt, because you really don't know what goes on. I mean, people can listen to the show and be like, I know those guys. And it's like, you do to an extent, but also you don't. And just like, I don't know, you know, people I see on social media, even if they're posting all the time, like, I don't actually know what their inner world is like and what shaped them. Corey on the stream says, I had a pretty messed up childhood through my 20s and I handle chaos well, but then the littlest things pique my anxiety.
So true.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish it was less of a common experience. I wish more people felt safe in their day-to-day life, but it's a fact that a lot of us don't. And I think that's what makes it so much more sad, like the political environment we live in, I think really exploits that in the American people. Like, the fact that so many people are living with trauma and are on high alert and feel under attack, I totally relate to that. And then the fact that there are people in power who are preying on that and counting on that. And Or like, you know, the whole rage baiting thing. That it's playing on a negative emotion in order to control you. And it's just really sad that happens all the time. But I mean, I think conversations like this are helpful. I think it's helpful to talk about the way you feel and what you're going through, because a lot of people don't get an opportunity to, or, you know, there are probably a lot of people listening who feel like they don't have anyone in their life they can really confide in or share their story with. So
I know it helps me. And a lot of it's like TikTok, as goofy as that sounds, but being me, I tend to get a lot of content from people talking about anxiety and CPTSD and things like that. And it's helpful to see someone being honest and earnest and sharing and going, well, at least it's not just me. Thank God. Going outside her door. Welcome back, guys. DJS and Camel X. Thanks to everybody on the stream sharing some of your experiences. Personally makes me feel better, whatever that's worth. Rach, what is Cracker Barrel going through now?
They're having some more problems, you guys. I'm starting to think that their troubles are never going to end. They should have never changed that logo, I'll tell you what.
Man, that should be taught in MBA classes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're facing a fresh wave of anger from their customers, and this time it's because of the food. Customers have been going online and complaining that the Southern comfort food they've come to expect from Cracker Barrel is no longer hitting the spot. And they're saying that a lot of their favorite menu items have vanished completely. So Cracker Barrel has eliminated some menu items to streamline their kitchen operations, cut some costs, but that's upsetting people. I really don't I know Wheels has said this before. Why did you alienate the people who were already coming to the store to try to bring in this new crowd? The new crowd has not come through yet. Now you're just making all of your loyal customers mad.
That's a great
I
point.
Don't understand.
Well, it's interesting because you'd think the idea would be, let's keep everyone we have and bring in new people. If you alienate all your current customers just to bring in new customers, aren't you just breaking even?
Yeah,
we lost 50% of the old ones, but we brought 50% new ones in.
I could reframe that, though, but if the ones you're getting are 20 years younger, you're buying 20 years of customers.
It's like a rebuild.
Right. I mean, that, you know, that's actually, that's a good way to look at it. I don't know that it's working.
Well, I think a rebuild would work on a restaurant like, say, Applebee's. Applebee's is very malleable. You could, I mean, make Applebee's into whatever you want to make it into, right? Cracker Barrel.
It's
an old-timey thing. So really the only way that you could appeal to customers who are 20 years younger would be through irony, right? Like,
exactly.
Oh, I want to go to the old-timey restaurant because it's tongue-in-cheek, it's fun, it's cool.
Yeah.
I want to have this experience. Why would you eliminate that experience if that was the whole thing? I don't get it.
Or you lean more into, we're going to make things cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a $10 dinner menu. And you give people like extra reasons to go there, or you improve some things on your menu. I think their food's pretty good, but like you find ways that are not going to alienate people, but that will draw people in for a different reason. And maybe it's just too difficult and the budgets are too tight to say we're going to do a cheaper menu. And yet these things are still good and people will still want to come get them. And you're not going to walk out of here spending $100 on a family of four for, you know, Cracker Barrel. I mean, you can do that there, but you got to work at it.
I agree with Rach. I think one of the best television commercial campaigns, is it Progressive? You're turning into your parents. Those don't always make me crack up, but they're always kind of clever.
They don't make me
angry.
There's always at least one good joke.
Yeah. And if you did that kind of thing with Cracker Barrel, where you made it, like Rach said, ironic that the younger people are coming in, I think that would work. And you don't lose your older people, unless they get tired of all the young people being there.
The young people are there going like, 6-7.
6-7. That's what they need. They need a 6-7 menu.
Actually, that's an idea.
Yes, everything is $6 or $7. That is such a good idea,
Yeah, but
Kevin.
Those kids aren't, they don't have any
Kevin,
money.
Kevin, call them.
They don't have those kids. You don't want those kids. You want their parents.
My kids have money.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the kids doing that are the kids that are like 14, 15 years old.
35 years old.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
All those 35-year-old kids.
Not all of us are doing it ironically, though, and it's probably already dead amongst the youngs.
I'm not doing it ironically.
Yeah, Andrew's
and just like, I'm cool,
it.
Damn it.
I'm living the life.
Now tell me, how's life in the big city? I hear the competition's tough, baby, that's a pity. And every man's an actor, every girl is pretty. I don't like what's getting back to me. Now who's this?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, DGS 1041 FM KMOX. From the heating, Sliga Heating and Cooling Desk, Dave Murray is back.
Yay.
Dave,
where do I start?
Dave, yeah, where do I start? What a year for the Murrays.
I have lots of ramblings, too, about the weather.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of folks know, and I want to thank everybody for on Facebook for asking about Janice. She shattered her left elbow in the fall. It's been like 2.5 weeks now. But she had another fall over the weekend. And this is something we're dealing with, and it's something that we think she had a minor stroke about a year ago. So there's some balance questions. So we're preparing and reacting to that. Doesn't affect her much of the time, but when it does, it's not very good. Well, she had this fall. She had no more broken bones, but she re-injured the elbow. So they've got to go back in Friday and redo that surgery. Probably about 4 to 5 hour surgery. Not pretty.
Man,
not
I'm good. So sorry. Gosh, yeah, that's so awful. Terrible.
Yep, yep. It's the surgeon was, and we like this surgeon very, very much. He he looked at the x-rays. That was sometime this week. This becoming a blur, obviously, for me. And, you know, you look at the x-ray and you think, oh, wow, that looks pretty good.
Jeez. Man, live radio.
No kidding.
Well, we'll plan on Dave not being back.
Yeah.
And if we can get an update on what just happened, we'll give you one. But everyone just say a little prayer for Dave and Janice. I think we just witnessed her falling again.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
I hope not. I hope it was more simple, like you just leaned weird and it hurt or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's, you're like wish casting, but
right.
I hope it's more like that.
Oh gosh. Gosh, gosh, gosh. That was something. I was just hoping it was one of the dogs making a weird sound, but
no.
Well, we sending them our best. I mean,
yeah.
Oh man, what a horrible situation to be having to go through right now.
Do you want to take a quick break?
Why don't we do some headlines?
Okay,
because it's just a little early to take a break.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Let's do a couple here.
Okay.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. St. Louis Public Library is ending a internet hotspot program that gave thousands of people in the St. Louis area free internet access. So this is due to a loss of federal funding. It was made possible by the Emergency Connectivity Fund, which started during the pandemic. It gave the library more than $4 million for this program in late 2021. Now, this funding ended in June of 2024. And the library has maintained 700 of these devices with its own money. But I guess that money has finally run out. It's just one of those things. It's just really sad that people are going to lose internet access. But, you know, people were sometimes checking them out and then never bringing them back. And the library had to deal with that. So we're going to have to look for a different way to get people connected. Some more local news here. The St. Louis Police Chief's contract has been renewed for another 3 years. That's right. Chief Robert Tracy is going to stay on as the head of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. So his annual salary is going to be $183,000. That's $8,000 higher than his original contract from 2022. But Chief Tracy was receiving a $100,000 incentive from the St. Louis Police Foundation, but that is going away. So they've been speaking to him about like, okay, so how are you going to kind of supplement that? Because, I mean, losing $100,000 from your income is pretty big deal. He is allowed to work a second job, just do contract stuff on the side. But there is a stipulation that if there's some sort of emergency in the city, he would forego that extra work and just focus on St. Louis. Let's see here. Let's just do one more and then we will go to break a little early. In New York City, Mayor-elect Zoran Mondani is going to move out of his rent-stabilized apartment in Queens and move into Gracie Mansion. I don't know if you guys remember, but during the campaign, this was a big thing. Andrew Cuomo was saying like, oh, he's taking an apartment for a poor person. That's what he kept saying. I think Mondani and his wife pay like $2,300 a month for an apartment in Queens. Sounds like a ton to us here in New York City. That is rent stabilized, though. Like, that's
what did he
affordable.
Do before this?
That is a great question. I am not totally sure.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I am not totally sure.
He's been like a community activist for a really long time. Mm-hmm. His mom, I know, has directed a couple of movies, so he might be like he might just be like a rich kid.
Yeah, and his wife is an artist, and I think she makes money from that. I lied. Let's actually do one more story because I thought of you, Dave. I wondered if this would make you mad. There's a 3-year-old who has just made chess history. They're the youngest person in history to receive an official ranking from the International Chess Federation. So in order to receive a ranking, you must win a match against at least one ranked player or score points against at least 5 rated opponents. And this 3-year-old was able to do it.
I'm fine with this if the kid's just a freak. If they have stage parents forcing him into this, I don't like it. For my money, at 3, if the Glover kids looked at a chess set and went horsey, I'd be like, right on. To be like ranked and everything at 3 years old.
Well, apparently when he was 2 years old, his parents noticed like this kid's mind is like a sponge. So they hired a chess coach and he got in the game pretty early.
See, this says more about me than his parents. I don't like that.
I don't blame him.
It's
I'm
too
with
much
him.
Achieving.
I don't know about that.
Take it easy.
I think the younger you're pushing anything, the more it can be about you and not as much about the kid.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that that's entirely it. I mean, maybe this is a really sharp kid that needs stimulation, but hiring a chess coach probably isn't necessary for a 2 or 3 year old. There are plenty of other things you can do to stimulate their mind and, you know, teach them the game and play against them. I mean, if, I don't know. I know I look at it from a sports viewpoint. And I would never want anybody to start anything official with a coach paying a coach at three. It's too early. It's just not worth it.
Yeah. Okay, to each their own.
I lied again. I want to do one more story.
You just keep
okay.
lying.
I know. That's
lying liar
I can't
lies.
Stop. So the Golden Globes have entered the world of podcasts. Have you guys seen this? They have a new podcast territory. So they announced the nominees on Monday, but notably they left off a lot of the most popular podcasters. Joe Rogan was not nominated, Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens. So all of these like controversial figures were just completely left out of the nomination process. People who did get nominated for the Best Podcast Award are Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. I've never heard a second of that podcast.
And I never will.
Call Her Daddy, Good Hang with Amy Poehler, The Mel Robbins Podcast, Smartless, I've never heard of that one, and Up First from NPR.
Okay.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, DGS. So for all of you that were listening when that happened with the Murrays, little update for you. Dave was just telling us about how Janice seems to be having some mini strokes and losing her balance. And she fell a couple weeks ago and shattered her elbow, had major surgery, fell again a couple days ago, going back in for more surgery Friday. And as Dave was telling us on the stream, we hear her screaming. And he says, I think she's falling again. I have to go. And it just jarred the hell out of all of us. And I'm sure all of you. She seems to be okay. Evidently, she slipped going down the stairs. So let's hope she didn't re-injure herself worse.
Yeah.
Let's hope it gets better physically with the strokes. But yeah, to whatever degree you believe in thoughts and prayers, send them to Laguna Beach. The Murrays need them. See, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about, not to use Dave's life as just an example, but you know, you think Dave Murray, like the guy's got it made, he's living in Laguna Beach, he's got zillions of dollars, and everyone knows him and loves him, and you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Nope.
You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No one does. We all have our lives, and we have the life that we're living and the life that we present, and somewhere in between is the truth.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Kev, talk to me about... Got some?
Well, I had a couple more headlines. But it's okay.
Kevin's
well,
time,
I
Rachel.
I know, but these are it's sports things that what? I wanted Wheeler to weigh in on anyway.
It's all good. Whatever.
Andrew, can you vouch? She does this all day.
Nonstop.
Day.
Nonstop.
Anytime
every
Kevin
time,
starts to talk.
We call her the interrupter because the every time Kevin tries to say anything, Rachel.
Yeah.
The problem is that Rachel's so much louder than him that she just goes over
it's
the top.
So aggressive.
And, every,
so
and Kevin's just like, I guess I'll just stop talking.
I'm so tired
of the headlines.
No bullying.
Well, these are some sports headlines that I wanted to tell all of you to weigh in on, but especially Wheels. So for figure skaters, they are going to be incorporating AI into judging. They have a new AI-powered app called Oofskate. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it analyzes a skater's jump height, their rotation speed, their airtime, landing quality, and... They don't have to wear sensors or other technology. I mean, this technology itself seems incredible. The thing is, it's catching things that the human eye is not catching. And I'm just wondering, from a judging from a sports standpoint, does that feel better or worse that it's like, yeah, a human judge wouldn't even be able to pick up on this. However, we know the truth and we know you didn't actually land perfectly. How do you guys feel about that?
I want as little subjectivity in sports as possible. So if that takes out someone's personal vibes or their opinion or their allegiance because they don't like you because you're Russia and we're not, you know, like the more you can make competition objective, the better. So I know it sounds like you're taking the human element. Well, we're imperfect. Maybe taking a little human element out isn't a terrible thing. When you can make it more objectively critiquing as opposed to subjective, which is all humans are. It's part of the reason I'm never drawn to sports with judges. I mean, it's just, okay, well, that's like your opinion, man.
I'm kind of the yin to his yang. That sounded bad.
Hey there, buddy.
I'll be the yin to your yang any day. I'm kind of the opposite. I enjoy when umpires screw up. To me, I don't like the Russians have it in for the American skaters. I don't like that. But I kind of like the human element. Even when it goes wrong, it makes it more dramatic and impactful for me. And if everything was perfectly digital, it would seem a little antiseptic to me. Andrew, how about you?
I like the human element. I like the drama. I think it's fun. I think the stories are an important part of what makes like sports and stuff so fun to follow. That's what I like.
Kev, would you want to get rid like in baseball? I know that's your thing. If they could digitize, and they could put little digital sensors in everyone's shoes in the bases.
Don't even need to with GPS. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you just go? The age of umpires is over. Let's just play.
No, I mean, there are certain things you're going to need judgment on. right? Not everything is simple, fair, foul. There are things that are interpreted based on actions of other people. You know, the rules are not all very straightforward. But, I mean, on safe and out, I would eliminate umpires 100% if it was as simple as, let's take a look at what the GPS said. You're safe or you're out. Like, I want it right. Mm-hmm. And, again, I understand the point about the humans, but the human element to me is the competitors.
Yeah.
And not the people enforcing the rules.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from on that one. Like, if we get into, like, and now I just like watching the robots play because they are the most athletic of all. It's like, no, I definitely want to watch humans and see their story. But, yeah, when it comes to this objective stuff, I mean.
Speaking of that, Ethan Hawke was recently interviewed about AI, and he said something interesting. He said, I find AI so boring. I've never heard anyone say that. I've heard people say dangerous. I've heard people say you can't rely on it, but boring. Anyone feel that way? Do you even understand what he means by that?
Yeah, I do. I don't feel interested in a AI-generated video once I realize it's AI-generated.
Same.
Because I'm like, well, yeah. It didn't actually happen.
Didn't happen.
So why do I care? I
think if you're speaking from his view as an artist, I completely understand what he means. I don't think it's boring when it comes to potentially solving problems down the road,
sure.
Right? Even minor problems now, like, what's a better way to say this? And like, here, let me give you some tips. Like, you know, you got a built-in writing assistant. Now, it doesn't mean they can do the work for you. Not very well, anyway. If you've read any of the things it puts together, it can be a little weird. But I find it potentially useful, but boring if we're talking about it from that artistic standpoint is, yeah. I think, dead on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.